Yeah, I'll you know, I don't have enough visibility into the specifics of this particular dynamic you're talking about. It's hard for me to say, to opine on that particular transaction to the extent it's ongoing, not knowing anything, you know, about it. I can say, as I've said before, I think we need our local, our county local level, our state level, and our federal actors to get on the same page in understanding what the needs of the future are. I think some of the dynamics that happen at the local level, the town level, are informed by the priorities that are set at the federal level. I think we set the tone in many regards in terms of what legislative priorities we're focusing on, what the needs are. If we're really going to make a shift to renewable energy, well, we have to demonstrate there's a commitment there at the federal level. Otherwise, state, local, county actors are going to say, well, where's the commitment level? What's in it for me? Private actors, same thing. If you're just watching the market and you're trying to understand how political actors are operating, you take your cue from that. And right now, the cues that were being sent at the federal level aren't particularly helpful when it comes to helping all of us, all the way down to the local level, to understand where we're going, where we're headed. And that's the piece that concerns me, is that we don't have a vision right now. There's no vision. We don't know what we're trying to do economically. It's very piecemeal. It's just sort of...
You're listening to WGXC, Acre 90.7 FM.
Those who don't need it, hope that it trickles down, and call it a day. And that's pretty much what it is. Meanwhile, we have $22 trillion of debt, the highest in this country's history. Highest in this country's history. The debt as a share of GDP is over 100%. So all of our... how we make money is to borrow money. That's it. We're not building anything anymore. We're not investing in actual tangible products. It's all intangible. It's all dark money and trade with these financial instruments. I think something like 20% of our GDP is in the financial sector. No, man. Why aren't we doing more to think about how to invest in our schools, apprenticeship programs, trade schools, vocational schools? There's just a real gap right now between what we're focusing on at the federal level and what the needs are at the community level. And so I hear you, and I think, you know, it's a long answer to your question, but I think we have to get to a place where we're setting an agenda. What is the agenda? And then hopefully that'll help us at the local level say, okay, we're on the same page right now, and we can move from there. I'll try to get a couple more questions in. Yes, sir.
I know that climate change, the science is established. What I'm concerned about is I think that there is, and a lot of studies have shown, that we're never going to get to zero, net zero, without nuclear power. Our nuclear power technology now is all 50 years old. We haven't produced a new thing in 50 years. But there's a lot of stuff that's been done in the Department of Energy and research that's been done in smaller and more reliable reactors. And France has 80% of their electricity through nuclear. And we're just not going to get there without it. And there are many studies that have shown of the, you know, that it's a fundamental piece that we're going to have to talk about. And it's very unpopular, and nobody wants to say anything about it, but I think we need to consider it.
I appreciate that, and it's one of those things that I've certainly given some thought to. You know, you have your preferences, right? You have your what you would like to see, then you have what is the case, like what is feasible, what is doable. And I think we have to kind of wrestle with that, not just in the energy space, but in a host of different spaces. Particularly in a divided, you know, country, is what are the areas that we can say we want all of these things, but what is actually possible to get done? What can we actually do to move the ball forward? I would love it if we could just dump all types of money into the renewable energy space and build an entire economy that's completely based on wind, solar, geothermal, but I just made the observation that New York right now, the state's probably 5% right now. It's a lot of growth. So if we start just trying to make that transition, not accounting for that reality, A lot of people are going to be without energy. And there's going to be a harsh reality for folks to make that transition. I will say on the nuclear issue, you know, yes, it doesn't have the same, you know, it's not dirty, right? It doesn't emit. However, you know, and you kind of hinted at this, but there are some concerns one should have about it in terms of a spill and its magnitude and the length of time with which it would take to even get your mind wrapped around cleaning up a site in that event. So I erred on the side of making sure that we continue to do all the research and development to get to a place where we are near certain to get to, you know, comfort level, because that's a big risk. And, you know, certain countries might have the capacity for different reasons to kind of place their chips in that regard, and they've made that economic decision based on their own dynamics. I think we as a country have to make that situation, make that discussion known as well. I think it's an important discussion to have, and I think it goes back to making sure that we have the conversation, and we do so in a way where people aren't demagogued. That's the big piece of this too. People get demagogued for everything they suggest. So people get scared to say anything. It's everything you say can and will be used against you. It will. Every little soundbite that they can find. Now, there are people here in this room that are filming just for the purpose of finding a soundbite. There are. I'm guaranteeing you that. There are. And that's just the way the system works. And so we have to get to a place where that isn't how it works. And give people the comfort to be able to speak their mind and lean into issues, knowing that, okay, you might not agree with me, but that's all right. We'll do one more. Yes?
Besides exercising the right to vote, what would be your biggest request of your constituents?
That's a great question to end on. The question was, besides exercising your right to vote, here's what I would suggest. Please, and I one of the things that I tried to do, I take a lot of pride, so much pride in representing this district. It amazes me every day that I had the chance to do so. You know, I it's a rural district, but I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't have that in my background. It's a 90% white district. I'm not white. Right? It's a third independent, a third Republican, a third Democrat. That means two-thirds of the folks that I serve don't share my party affiliation. And I know you all are aware of the fact that at one time, I rapped. at one time. And whenever I reflect on, you know, the fact that I'm, you know, the first African American to represent this, you know, this area, and all those different elements, and I think about the community that I represent, and I think about what it took for the community to put their faith and trust in me and the work that we did collectively, it makes me appreciate how important it is to give people the benefit of the doubt. You've got to trust in people. Even if they might look different, they might have a different background, they might have a different political point of view, you gotta be willing to lean in to those conversations. I can't tell you how many times I have talked with people who have assumptions about their neighbors or the community over, but they've never been to that community. They've never gone to that part of the town. Never been to that particular fair. I have. I make it my job to. And I've been able to see how all of us, in many respects, more or less the same. We have some differences, no doubt about it, but we've got to get to a place where we're actually having those difficult conversations and challenging ourselves to have those difficult conversations, because that's the only way we're going to be able to work through this division and all this partisanship. It's the only way. If you can't do that, then the status quo remains the same. But if the status quo is banking on the fact that everybody just turns tribal and goes to their corner and yells at each other. And meanwhile, nothing gets done. And now we have a whole industry, which makes it more difficult. We have a whole industry now. Cable news networks, Facebook, social media. You have an industry now where people make a lot of money off of this. They like it when people don't talk to each other. They feed into that frenzy. And so I just encourage all of you, besides voting, which is important, number one, right, is to make sure that you engage, that you talk to people, that you have conversations. Yes, and so I'm being directed to the young person here. Hiya. Do you want to ask a question before you go?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a high school senior. I'm looking to go into political science and history in college. And I'm scared.
Excellent.
And I'm looking at increasing college tuition and student loans that are going to stay for the rest of my life. And what's being done to lessen that burden?
Oh, so important. And that's I keep saying it's a great question to end on. This is a really good question to end on. First, I want to say thank you. Coming. It's so important that our young people engage.
Yay.
You too, little guy. I see you. It's so important that you're here. I've been to a number of high schools all across the district. Our young people are not given enough credit. They're incredibly smart. They care a hell of a lot about the future, rightfully so. They know the issues. Some of the best questions that I get, including media questions, come from the students that I interact with when I go to schools. So really, really appreciate you coming. Now, I will say, one of the problems with higher education is it's been rendered a profit-making machine. At one time, higher learning was viewed as a public good. You want to encourage young people to pursue higher education because you knew that that was gonna have a return on investment for the whole. You know, when you empower self-determined young adults, it has the effect on everybody benefiting, the communities benefiting. What happened was over time, we lost sight of that. So for example, when I was in college, you didn't get charged your interest rate while you were in college. You were assumed to actually be learning, so why would you also have to pay interest and be charged interest? Well, that changed because it became a profit-making mechanism. The interest rate used to be tied to the treasury rate. Now it's not. Now it's 7%, 8%, 9%. Pell grants used to cover something in the neighborhood of 70% of a four-year college education. Now it's about 30%. So there's been a real gutting of all of our value in the concept of education being the great equalizer in this country. And if that's the case, the stories like mine, when you come from a working class family and you seek upward mobility through education, become fewer and fewer. And that's the problem we have right now. So what can we do? A couple things. One, I would support every single one of the Fed just did, overturning them. Making time interest rates and treasury rates. Making sure that we actually stop charging interest while people are in college. Restoring Pell Grants, and by the way, I did just that. We have a bill called the Financial Strengthen the Financial Student Financial Act, something like that. I just got that through as part of the big House package to support college education. It actually just passed the House. This bill does two things. It restores eligibility or extends eligibility for Pell Grants from, I think, 12 semesters to, I think, 14 semesters, lifetime. And it allows for more protection for low-income individuals to get subsidized and get access to education through those subsidies. That's a bill we just got through for our young farmers. We want to treat farming as a public service. Therefore, you can then treat it for purposes of loan forgiveness and be able to access land because you've not had your loan forgiven by virtue of farming. All the things that I'm working on these days, a lot of work to do. And hopefully, you know, you'll go to college, you graduate, you run for office yourself, and we'll change it from there too. All right?
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for open ears. It's brand new music from Stereolab called Mass Riff on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Tom, we're live in Acre, and this song goes out to our president.
So this is where he came to hide when he ran from you. In a private detective overcoat, dirty dead man's shoes, the pretty things of Knightsbridge, lying for a minister of state, is a far cry from the Nottingham, here at Traitor's Gate. 'Cause the high heel he used to be has been ground down, and he listens for the footsteps that would follow him around. The man of my love is a crime, but will you still love? Ran out of time. There's a top and a hip and a millionaire looking for a partner one, with a tight grip on the short end of the public imagination. For his private wife and kids, somehow real life becomes a rumor. Days of touch, courage, just breathe inch, let his energy and sense of humor. He's got a mind like a sewer and a heart like a fridge. He stands to be insulted and he pays for the privilege. Wheels of industry retire sharp and short, and after dinner overtures, nothing but an afterthought. Somebody's creeping in the kitchen, there's a reputation to be made, whose nerves are always on a knife's edge, who's a plate polishing the blade. Love is always coppering a cow in a phone. You drink yourself insensitive and hate yourself in the morning. Tonight my love is a crime.
president, listen to me. I've got to tell you about the people's poverty. I know there is a lot that man you can do. Oh, but the pain we bear means nothing to you, Mr. President. No, no,
no, no.
Oh, Mr. President. No, no,
no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, Mr. President, in your easy chair, how can you sit around like you don't even care? And you don't really know what wanting can do, can cause your best friend to even steal from you.
Heptones on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. You're listening to the radio, and we are checking out the sound of the weather. It's super still, that's what that is. So we can get some... You're listening to the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. This is the weather. Sounds of the local weather right now. 27 degrees is your Fahrenheit flavor. -3 is the temperature on the Celsius scale right now. And tonight should be clear with a low around just 12. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 37. And then Sunday night there could be a snow chance, because it's going to be low around 28, so it'll be cold enough. So if there is a 40% chance of precipitation, snow and sleet is possible, up to less than a half an inch, though. Monday, more freezing rain and sleet in the morning. So we might have some school delays Monday. But then it gets up to 39 on Monday. And then turns to rain. Rain is likely Monday night, then turning to snow with a low around 31. Tuesday, rain and snow in the morning, turning to rain with a high of 42. So cold is the forecast with some rain in there, too. Thank you.
idea.
Oh, whoops. That wasn't supposed to happen. So next, from Catskill, Ross Goldstein is there. He had a 2018 album. Where are we? Start this again. From 2018, Ross Goldstein from Catskill released the Eighth House record. This is Notes from the Village.
Thank you.
This is Peace Celestial from David S. Ware. We'll hear another from the David S. Ware Quartet next. Raptured Lotic. Hey, we'll be back live after 7 p.m. with the New York Theremin Society concert from Brattleboro, Vermont at Epsilon Spires. And then Avalon Lounge later tonight, live show too. So tune out or turn in. Turn out or tune in? Tune out or turn in. Either way, you can stay warm with your radio tonight on the WGXC 90.7 FM. All Together Now is next with the local news and radio news. And we'll be back at 7 with the New York Theremin Society concert from Epsilon Spires in Brattleboro on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, Copaic, Kinderhook, Craryville, Climax, Rensselaerville, Surprise, Hunter, Stockport, Greenville, Windham, East Durham, West Durham, North Durham, South Durham, North Chatham,